I just came to the realization that, like, if you're 40 years old, you're like, you're never gonna find love. Like, oh my god.
Like, oh my god. Well, yeah, if you're over 40 and you still act and talk like you're in high school, the men you want are gonna be like,
you need to mature. You need to become an adult.
Sorry, I woke up like really, really emotional because I was married for, oh my god, I need to stop. I was married for over 20 years and like, I was so used to being a wife. Like, I loved being married, you know? Like, I love being a wife. I love having like that one person I love coming home to and like venting all my shit to.
So basically, you didn't actually love your husband. You just loved having an emotional dumpster that paid your bills. Yep. Crap like this is why we stopped marrying you lovely ladies.
And now it's like, yeah, you date people and like sparks fly and then it's just like, oh, I found better, you know?
Well, yeah, that's what happens when you operate on a deregulated dating market. Everybody's looking for the bigger, better deal. That's probably what you were looking for when you divorced your husband. But see, what you failed to consider, though, is that a divorced woman in her 40s is not the bigger, better deal that the men you want are looking for.
You have been weighed, you have been measured, and you have been found wanting.
I think some of you guys missed my story time because, I don't know, I posted the dumbest video of me at Home Depot. It didn't go viral. But, like, I was talking to my ex again, and there was a TikTok. I had a fan on here. A TikTok follower that messaged me and she said, hey, I started talking to this guy and I noticed on his Instagram, like those highlight reels, you were in one of his highlight reels, like you guys made a TikTok together. And I was like, oh yeah, that's my boyfriend, because we were like trying to work things out. It was long distance, whatever. And she's like, oh, well, we're talking. He said he was single. And I'm like,
so let me get this straight. You divorced your husband. Then you got wrecked by the dating market. Then you tried to go back to your ex-husband. And now he's treating you like a side piece.
Serve you right.
I'm not even crying about that. I think I'm just more sad about the fact that, like, it's impossible. It's impossible to find someone that you will 100% trust. And part of it has to do with me too, because of my insecurities. But honestly, 99% of the time it's because they're cheating, you know, because it's so accessible. Social media, talking to other women. Why do I still have my seatbelt on?
I don't know. Probably to protect you from smashing into the wall. Newsflash, that already happened 10 years ago.
Anyway, I need to do a story time. I just had a vent. I hate people who cry on here.
I don't. Personally, I find them hilarious. But sweetie, let me mansplain the situation to you. It's actually simple if you think about it. Every Western man knows that divorce is 80 to 90% initiated by women. So when you go on the dating market as a divorced woman, for most eligible men, it's kind of like having the words fickle and unreliable tattooed on your face, and no rational man is gonna risk losing his assets to a woman who has a proven track record of divorce.
This chain of logic is correct,
and what is correct is sacred.
That's why dude's just pumping them, so realistically speaking, your best chance at a serious relationship is to get back with your ex, but apparently, he wants to pump and dump too. And I don't blame him.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.